The Gem City Sports Network presents Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game is being brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg, Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports and Central State Marauder athletics, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Now, let's head courtside for all the play-by-play action of CSU basketball. Here's Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University. We welcome you to another edition of Central State Marauder Ladies Basketball. Tonight, the ladies will take on the Big Blue of Bluefield State. The ladies on a two-game winning streak, and it was a very good road trip for the ladies when they went down to Allen and Benedict over the weekend, and they came away with two big wins, and they are now 3-1 in the conference, 3-4 overall. They average 72 points a game, give up 81. But those 81 points, a lot of those points were given up against Wayne State and California PA. But ladies are doing okay right now. Bluefield, they are a NCAA Division II independent. They are 6-3 on the year. Very good team. And they lost a heartbreaker the other day to Johnson C. Smith. They lost 76-73 at home down in Bluefield. But they come in at 6-3. They average 75 points a game and give up 66. They met twice last year, and the last game they met was the last game of the season here. Central State lost 70-61. Alexis Tucker had 21 points. London Coleman had 15, and Azariah Binford had 10. For Central State, Kat Jones had 15. Diamond Phillips had 11, and Lauren Teray had 9. And like I said earlier, Central State defeated Allen 83-81. And they have a tough test coming up on Saturday. They have to travel to Detroit to take on Grand Valley State. We had a chance to talk to the coach, and we'll have that for you right after this timeout. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Back here on the pregame show, we're here with head coach Kathy Parson. And coach, good road trip. At least two wins out of that. What are your thoughts on the road trip?
I'm going to tell you, it starts with the fact that we've never had back-to-back wins on the road in this program, and we're beginning to do some incredible things. And I just know that the growth of this program that we talked about early on is beginning to manifest. So I know we're still young, we're growing, we're exciting, and we're coming through now. So that's a good feeling about the road. We beat two teams that the game could have gone either way. I thought we were stronger, and my kids demonstrated that we were stronger. So I'm well pleased.
Yeah, you were down to Allen there for a while, and then you came back and won the game.
Well, let's talk about the fact that we dominated the game the whole game. We were up by as many as 12, and then they came back, and with 2 minutes and 30-some seconds left in the game, we were down 7. And in that, we switched defenses a number of times because at that point we were in foul trouble. And then at the end, Lauren Teray got a steal and a layup and it put us up 83-81. That's how we won that game.
What ignited you that night? What ignited the girls that day?
Well, our second team actually did the job. They were incredible. And I think that just gave us that fire just to keep burning. And then, you know, it sizzles out for a while and you want to ignite it again. I think it's just development. And I think they now know Coach Parson can coach. if we'll just give her the materials to work with, Coach Watson can get down. So I think they're starting to understand that, and it's starting to look like what I expect out there.
Okay. You got Bluefield State tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. I kind of watched them the other day. What are your thoughts on the
I like them. I love their coach. I know they're going to be very, very well coached. I think they're not as good of a shooting team as they were a year ago. And I think with knowing that, we just have to do a better job of closing out and making sure we challenge everything. They're a three-point shooting club. The
right.
tallest player is 6'1", somewhere in there. Our tallest is 6'5", 6'6". There's a size differential. But because they shoot the ball so well, those are the things that concern me. Number one for them is Azaria Benford.
Yeah.
She's averaging, let me look for the amount of points that she's averaging. She's only averaging 9 points a game. Last year, she was probably in the teens.
Okay.
So I think she's been relegated to actually passing the ball to all of her shooters. So they're a penetrating dish team, and all of their offenses are generated around a penetration and a kick. So the one thing that I realize about them, we'll be able to take some flops because they will get into deep and we'll draw charges against them. But they're an excellent shooting team. They've got a young lady who's a freshman who just came here. Her number is, let me see, her name is Essence Cohen. She's number 11, and she's averaging 12 points a game. And I think we have to be very, very cautious because that youngster gets to the hole as well.
Right.
So if you don't guard the three, and if you take away the three, she's getting to the hole. So we've got, I know Kaylin can block that shot because her size differential, but we've got to be aware of where the great shooters are. They have great shooters on the floor.
Now they average 33% from the 3-point range.
Yes.
And 39 from the field for a total. And I was watching them the other night. They just couldn't miss.
Oh, well, they can shoot. They can shoot. I feel like they've got a couple new faces. Number 22, I think, was from last year. She's only averaging 7.7, but she can shoot the three. I mean, these kids can really shoot the lights out. And what I challenge my kids to do better now is just to have better posture on defense. Because typically when you foul, you have bad posture and bad position.
Right.
So if we can get better position and better posture and then challenge and check out, we should be fine. Challenge doesn't mean block. Challenge means that you had a hand toward it and you put a body on it. Make your arm a magnet. Step into it. So if I think we can get that better tonight, I'm not worried. I feel like we're going to have a great outcome because we're on a two-game winning streak and we've not had that.
So are these girls are pumped up for this?
Of course. Don't I sound pumped up?
Yeah.
It's a transference of, transfer.
You are always pumped up.
You think?
I'm always
pumped up? Well, I think it should transfer. It really should transfer. I think for my squad, Sierra, I really challenged her because I was getting ready to put her to third string because I felt like Sierra wasn't giving me the energy that she needed to give me. And of course, she's like, Coach, I don't want to go to third string. I said, no, you better ball. And in that last game, she was amazing. So I think she knew that the rubber was meeting the road, and it's time to get this thing done. So, and I told her, I don't need your jumper right now. I need you to get to the basket. And she's been doing a great job of understanding that and playing great defense for me as well.
Well, Coach, it's been an exciting couple of games. I know I watched them on TV or on the computer.
Oh, so you already know. You saw it for yourself.
Yeah. I just wanted to get it from you.
So you already know.
Yeah, two exciting games. You know, we talked about it a few minutes ago. You won 76-69 at Benedict, and then a close one, a heart attack game at Allen, 83-81.
Yes. Well, you know, the Benedict game, it gave me a level of vindication, meaning that a year ago they handled us mightily. I mean, I think we lost by 29 last year.
Oh, really?
So to be able to turn that around, and then he's lost some pieces. There's no question about that, and he's not handling it very well. But, you know, a year ago when I had a team full of freshmen, nobody was feeling sorry for me. So, I mean, I don't have any sympathy for somebody who's in this game of coaching. We got to coach kids up and build them
up and
take them to the next level. So I'm just happy to have an opportunity to look like a winner, feel like a winner, be a winner. It's just an amazing feeling to get all these kids to join forces with me, knowing we can do it.
Well, hopefully the fire will still be there tonight, and I'm sure it will be because you're always fired up.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk afterwards.
All right.
I hope.
Thank you. We will. I promise we will.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym on the campus of Central State University, we are getting set for action between Bluefield State and Central State. 30-second clock operator just got here. I mean, a couple minutes. You're kind of close there, guy.
People got to work.
Oh, okay. But anyway, we're talking about the three-pointers that they shoot. They've got kids that they've got like 7 or 8 kids that average 30% or more from three-point range. Team-wise, they average 33.1%. They're 90 of 172, or 272. Central State, they've got Laurent Ray, who averages 40% from the free throw, or from the three-point range. And they've only got one other player close to, that's over 30, and that's Lola Chambers. But they are only shooting 22% from the three-point range, so they've been working on it. I was out here earlier, and they were going through a walkthrough, and they were working on it. So hopefully it comes into fruition tonight. We're going to take another break. Be back with the starting lineups and opening tip-off right after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, we are getting set for the national anthem, and then the starters will be announced. And officials come. You're back again. I tell you what, they're going to charge you rent for.
Huh? Oh, okay.
You too. Talking to one of the officials, he's been here quite a few times, but nice guy. All the officials are pretty good, nice guys and so forth. And even though they get abused a lot by the official or by the crowd. So we're going to, today is the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And we're going to take this time to take a moment and before the national anthem. Abby Peterson averaging 13.4 points per game. Lauren Teray averaging 6.9 points per game. And then Kayla Nash, she averages 14.2 points per game. Sierra Hardy gets the start tonight. She averages 6.3 points per game. And Katarina Morrows, she averages 4.7 points per game and 5 rebounds. Once again, for Bluefield State, it'll be Bedford, Davis, Afoa, Thomas, and Junutola. And for the Marauders, it'll be Peterson, Teray, Nash, Hardy, and Morrows. Head coach for the Blue Steel, for the Big Blue, is Paul Davis, and Kathy Parson, the head coach for the Central State Marauders. So sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Marauders and the Big Blue from Bluefield State. Tipping off will be Katarina Morrows, and also number 22, Gabrielle Thomas. And we are underway, and the tip is controlled by Davis of the Bluefield State Big Blue. Now, Bedford goes left side, being hounded there by Peterson. Peterson's going to drive the drive lane. Shot blocked by Nash. They go over to Nash onto the far side. Now into the corner. Goes to Hardy. Now down low to Katarina Morrows. The shot no good. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by the Big Blue. Ball going over to the far side, going over to Davis. Now they lose it, picked up by Peterson. Peterson on the fly up the right side. Peterson's going to slow it up and almost has a pocket pick by Davis. Ball knocked away and picked up this time by the Marauders. Peterson going over to the left side, directing traffic as she goes over that way. Out top to Trey. Trey at the top of the key. Goes over to the right side. Now dribbles, stops, pops, short. Rebound comes down to the Big Blue. Brent Benford. Shot from the side, no good by Davis. Picked up by Benford. Benford, there's a shot by Callum. Callum gets it to go. Callum gets her first three of the game. Teray puts it up off the glass and in. Lauren Teray gets on the board. It's now 3-2. 8:20 to go here in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Jen Nutola. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Morris. Now she hands off to Peterson. Peterson up the right side. Picks up her dribble. Down being double teamed. And whistle and a timeout called by Kathy Parsons. We're going to take a quick timeout, too, back after this. Your score with 8:01 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Big Blue 3 and the Marauders 2.
Willpower Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
3-2 is our score with 8:01 to go here in the first quarter from Beacom Lewis Gym. Marauders trying to win for the third consecutive game as they won down in at Benedict on Saturday. They won 76-69, then on Monday beat Allen 83-81. Next up, they will take a trip up to Grand Valley State to take on that powerhouse. They are like 6-0 as of right now. So Central State will inbound it right in front of us. Lauren Teray will inbound it for the Marauders. Ball comes in to Hardy. Hardy right side, drives the lane. Picks back out, gets it to Nash. Nash puts it up and in. Kayla Nash gives the Marauders a 4-3 lead with 7:51 to go. Here comes Thomas to the right side, to the left side. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Here comes pass down low to Hardy. Hardy has it knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders as Nash got the ball, started up the court and saw Hardy open. So the Marauders are going to keep it with 22 seconds on the shot clock, 7:36 to go in this first quarter. Ball comes all the way out to Hardy out near midcourt. Goes over to the left side to Peterson, down low, and a whistle and a blocking foul going against the Big Blue. Foul's going against, that'll be Gabrielle Thomas. 4-3 is our score with 7:29 to go. The men are not playing tonight. Ball comes in to Teray. Teray drives lane. Shot blocked from behind by Cowan. The ball goes out to Cox into the game for the first time. Back out top goes. Now over to Janutola. Janutola. I'll get it right before the end of the game. Here's Cox. Cox drives lane, sticks it, puts it up. No good. Rebound down to Morris. Morris will get it over to Peterson. Peterson will bring it up. Under 7 minutes to go. Double team as Hardy gets pushed out of bounds. Or the ball goes out of bounds. Janutola was kind of giving her a little shove. Ball went out of bounds, and the Big Blue was going to keep it. They're going to have it back. Into the front court comes Rory Cox. Cox goes right side, looking inside. Ball knocked away, picked up by Davis. Davis over to Johnny Tolo, and down underneath it goes to Thomas. Thomas gets two. It's now 5-4. Here comes Nash. Nash tries to put it up and whistle on the foul going against Thomas. That'll be her second, team second. So the Marauders will inbound it underneath their own basket. No, they're not. Kayla Nash will shoot two. Nash on the year is a 68% free throw shooter. She's 24 of 35. First shot goes up and through. 5-5 is our score. Getting ready to come in is London Coleman. She's one of the double-figured scorers. Second shot goes in. For Kayla Nash, she's got four. And it's 6-5 Marauders. Full court pressure by the Marauders. They get it into Davis. Davis will back over. Now they get it. And a nice job on Rory Cox as Kayla Nash was all over her. And coming back in is Azariah Benford. Sitting down will be Rory Cox. Ball comes into Morris. Morris is going to drive the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. A little too hard. Rebound Peterson. Peterson puts it back up and can't get it to go. Rebound Morris. Morris up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound Morris. And we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to stay with the Marauders. Morris was, I don't know how many rebounds she had that time. We'll see on the official scoring here in a minute. She had four rebounds. She's got four rebounds already. Ball coming in to Hardy. Hardy left side. Behind the back dribble. This is off to Peterson. Peterson's going to try and drive the lane. Double team. Puts it up. No good. Tip back. Davis has it for Big Blue and loses it out of bounds. And coming in is Zaniah Robinson. And sitting down is Davis. That's Coach Paul Davis. They might like what he was seeing right there. Ball comes in to Morris from the left side. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound right there is Nash. Or Torrey. Torrey puts it up. She gets the bucket in one. Foul's going against number 32 and Danny Giannutola. Giannutolo. So Lauren Torrey at the line shooting one. Torrey is a 67% free throw shooter. She's 12 of 18. Shot goes up and through. Now 9-5 in favor of the Marauders with 5:45 to go here in this first quarter. Robinson gets it into the front court, being hounded there by Peterson. Now she'll hand off. Giannutola gets the ball back, firing up a three. No good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Torrey. Torrey up the right side. Torrey loses it, picks it back up. Here's Peterson for three. No good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Giannutola. Giannutola up the right side. Going to stop. Kicks it back out top over to Benford. Benford's going to drive the lane. Into the left corner goes. Now back out top goes to Cowan. Cowan puts up a three and drains it. Cowan gets her first three. Or second three, I'm sorry. She's got six and 9-8. Torrey gets it across the line, hands it over to Nash, now over to the near side to Peterson, down low into the low post. Ball stolen by Benford. Took it right out of the hands of Morris. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets it into the front court. We're going to have wholesale changes for the Marauders coming up. And a whistle to foul going against number 24, and that would be Robinson. That'll be her first, team's fourth. Wholesale changes for the Marauders. Coming in is Kat Jones, Lola Chambers, Deshante Miller, Layla Chrisman, and Kat Jones. Also, Naomi Shorts. Shorts gets the inbound pass out near midcourt. Now coming over to the right, top of the key. Now goes right side of the lane. Stop, pops, off the glass, no good. Rebound, battle for, picked up by Benford of Bluefield State. into the front court she comes, slowing things down. 4:24 remaining here in this first quarter. Ball comes out. It's over to Cowan. Cowan being guarded there by Jones. Now picked up by Chambers. Into the left corner it goes. And a whistle and a traveling call going against Zaniya Robinson. And that turns the ball over to the Marauders with 4:09 to go. I guess we've already had the media timeout. So no media timeout now. Shorts will bring it up. She was our player profile of the day. We'll have that. Let's go. Pass goes down low to Jones. Back out top. Chrisman for three. Got it. Well, I take that back. Not Chrisman. That's Layla Turner. Turner gets three. Makes it now 12-8. Naomi Shorts was our player profile of the game. We'll have that for you at halftime. Benford sends it into the corner as Cowan will bring it back out. Gets it back out to Benford. Benford, top of the key, now drives left side. Kicks it down low. Shot goes up and in by London Coleman. Coleman gets her first two, and it's now 12-10 with 3:20 to go. Shorts to the top of the key, over to the right side to Jones. Jones drives the lane, puts it up, and got it to go. Kat Jones gets her first two, and it's now 14-10 with 3:05 to go. In the first quarter here at Beacom Lewis Gym, into the front court comes Benford. Now into the corner it goes. Down low to Coleman. Coleman's going to drive on. They send it back out, this time over to Robinson in the right corner. Now to the left side. Shot goes up and blocked a little bit. Goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Marauders. It's Coleman. Into the game comes Ariel West. Sitting down will be Essence Cowan. 14-10 is our score. Also coming in is Rory Cox. Sitting down is Azariah Benford. Ball comes in to Naomi Shorts, and she'll bring it up the court. Gets it over to Chambers. Back over to Shorts. Now cross court. Gets it over to Turner. Turner's going to drive. Puts it up. Count the basket in. One by Turner. Foul's going against Danny Giannutolo. And so Turner gets two more points. She's got five, going for six. Layla is 50%, 1-for-2 from the line. Make it 2-for-3. 17-10 is our score with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Ball coming in, gets it up to Robinson. Robinson left side. Down low goes to Coleman. Coleman puts it up and rattles around and through. Coleman gets her fourth point. It's now 17-12. Central State leading it with Chambers. On the near side, gets it into the corner to Cox, or to Jones. Puts up a shot, no good. Here comes the shot, goes up and in. This time it goes in by number three in Ariel West. She gets her first two. It's now 17-14. Less than 2 minutes to go. Ball goes into the left side, or right side. Here's Jones, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Giannutolo. Into the front court, goes into the left corner. Down low to Cox. Cox has her shot blocked, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going against Chambers. That'll be Lola's first foul, team's first. 17-14 is our score with 1:37 to go here in this first quarter. Going to the line will be Rory Cox to shoot two. Cox on the year is a 69.2% free throw shooter, 18 of 26 from the line. 1:37 remaining here in the first quarter. First shot rims out. 1:37 left here in this quarter. Second shot goes up and through. 17-15 as Cox gets her first point. Ball goes down to Turner. Turner stops, pops on the left side. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to West. West being picked up by Jones. All the way down court goes to John Nutolo. Now to West. West almost has the ball picked out of a pocket pick. There's Cox, drives the baseline, puts it up, and a whistle and a foul as Cox is going back to the line. Turner's going to pick up her first foul. Team second of the quarter. 108 to go, 2-point lead for the Marauders. As Cox will go back to the line to shoot two. She is 1-for-2 from the line tonight. 108 to go. First shot goes up and through. The Bluefield State is averaging 73% as a team from the line. Second shot goes up and rolls around. No good. Rebound to Chambers. So the Marauders keep a 1-point lead. Turner, left side. Turner's going to drive baseline, kicks it back out. Chambers from the free throw line, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by DeShante Miller. Now she loses it. Picked up now by West. West up the left side, stops now, lets everybody go past. Hands it over to Cox. Cox, top of the key, goes left side. Gets it over to Robinson. Robinson to John Nutola. A ball almost knocked away. Pick and a foul. Looks like it's going against Naomi Shorts. Shorts, that'll be her first. Team's third. 34.8 seconds to go as Cox will inbound it for Bluefield State. Bluefield State, a Division II, NCAA Division II independent. John Nutola will drive the baseline, kicks it down low. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by the Big Blue. Now ball tipped around. Cox puts it up and off the glass and in. And the Big Blue take the lead, 18-17. Shorts into the front court. 12 seconds left. Goes over to Chambers. Chambers is going to drive the lane. Kicks it back into the corner. Now after Shorts for three. A little short. Rebound comes down. And it's going to be knocked around. Picked up by the Big Blue. And your score at the end of one quarter play. Big Blue 18. And the Marauders 17 back after this. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org. Or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at Beacon Lewis Gym, we go to quarter number two, and in that first quarter, the Bluefield State was 7 of 18 from the field for 38% and 2 for 6 from 3-point range. For the Marauders, they were 6 of 21 for 28.6% and 1 of 4 from the 3-point range, but they were perfect from the line at 4 for 4. So first quarter in the books, and the Big Blue will have it to start this second quarter. Inbounding it will be Ariel West. She gets it in to Cox. Cox coming over to the near side. Stops. Now drives go into the corner. Double team now. Ball goes down low and off of Coleman, but she saves it. Down low, Johnny Tola. And the pass is intercepted by Nash. Nash has the ball knocked away. Picked up now by Big Blue. Ball goes down low to... Went down low to West. She couldn't hang on to it, and it turns the ball back over to the Marauders. 18-17 is our score. Just underway here in quarter number two. Men are not playing tonight. They will play on Saturday against UVA Lynchburg right here, 3 o'clock. Shot from the left side. Good for three, and that's Sierra Hardy. Hardy drains three. Gets her first three of the night. That's 20-18. Ball taken away by Teray. Teray will slow it up. Ball knocked away by Johnny Tola. Over to the right side, it goes to Hardy. Hardy's going to try and drive. Now dish down low to Morris. Morris puts up a wild shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Coleman. Cox will walk it across the line. They lead by two. Or the Marauders lead by two. Here's a shot for three from the side by West. He's got five, and it's 21-20. Hardy into the corner to Peterson. Peterson looking inside. Dishes down low to Morris. Morris puts it up off glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Robinson. Robinson all the way down to John Utolo. And it goes out of bounds. Off her hands. And going to belong to the Marauders. Katrina Davison for the Big Blue. And Lola Chambers for the Marauders. Also in is Ariana Afoa for the Big Blue. And for the first time tonight. Thought she was one of the starters, but it's not. She was not. Ball goes over to Hardy. Hardy left side. Into the corner it goes. Here's a shot for three. No good by Teray. Nash the rebound. Kicks it back out to Peterson. Firing up a three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down. Chambers puts it up off the glass and in. Lola gets her first two, and it's now 22-21. Ball comes over to the near side. Right in front of us. Now down long pass goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to, went off of Chambers, and it's going to belong to the Big Blue. Naomi Short's back into the game coming in. And wait a minute, they're going to change their mind, the officials are. And it's going to be Central State ball. Loren Teray will inbound it for the Marauders. Loren out of Cleveland. The School of Science and Medicine. High School. Over to Teray has it now. Left wing. Now back out top to Shorts. Shorts goes over to left side. Backing it out. Into the corner goes to Hardy. Hardy's going to try and drive. Now goes out of bounds right towards me. And it's going to belong to the Big Blue. Now into the game comes Essence Cowan. And Davis will sit down with 7:33 to go here in this first quarter, or second quarter. Marauders lead at 22-21, trying to win for the third consecutive game in a row. They won two on the road over the weekend against Benedict and also Allen. Ball goes down low, taken away, knocked away by Chambers to Hardy. Hardy's going to drive the lane, and an offensive foul going against Hardy. She lowered her shoulder and went in. First foul on her, first foul on the team. Here in the second quarter. 7:17 to go here in quarter number one, or two. Coming up at the half, we'll have an interview with Naomi Shorts. Player profile. Today's profile was brought to you by Central State University. Into the front court. They'll hand off to Afoa. Over to the far side. Gets it over to Benford. Benford will back it out. Directing traffic. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Comes over to the near side. Into the corner it goes. To Afoa. Afoa down low. Shot goes up for three by West. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Here comes Shorts. All the way to Nash. Nash tried to get it to Hardy, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders underneath their own basket. 6:45 to go. Shorts will inbound it for the Marauders underneath their own basket. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Ball comes in and went right past Nash and out of bounds. It's going to go over to the Big Blue. Big Blue will inbound it underneath the Central State basket with 6:44 to go in the first half. 22-21, Marauders leading it. Ball comes over to Benford. Benford gets it across the line. Just had about a second on the shot clock. Once she got it across the line, goes over to Coleman in the corner. Coleman drives baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Coleman gets her 6 point. It's now 23-22. Shorts into the front court. It's Chambers. Chambers over to the right side to Teray. Teray loses it, picks it back up. And she steps on the line. Turns the ball back over to the Big Blue. 6:12 to go here in the first half. Turnover so far. Bluefield State has four, as Central State has seven. Into the front court comes Benford. Benford being hounded there by Hardy. She'll back it out. Now over to Coleman. Coleman's going to drive on. There's a shot for three from the side by Cowan. Cowan has 9 points, all three-pointers, and it's now 26-22. Four-point lead for the Big Blue. There's 6-3 coming in. Chambers picks it up, gets it over to Shorts for three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down, picked up by Hardy. Down underneath it goes. Battle for it underneath. Shot was no good. Rebound picked up by Coleman. Ball comes all the way across, gets it to West. West will hold on to it, lets everybody go past her. West goes left side, bounded there by Chambers. Now back out, top of the key. Now back out near midcourt comes to Benford. Benford tries to drive on Teray. Teray says not tonight. Ball goes over to the left side, gets it over to Cowan. Cowan now to the right side. Shot block picked up by the Marauders. Here comes Shorts into the front court. Gets it over to Hardy. Hardy stops, puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down. Gets her own rebound. Almost got her own rebound. Here comes Afoa. Afoa's going to drive the lane all uncontested and puts it up and in. 28-22, Big Blue. With 4:40 to go here in this first half. Into the front court comes Shorts. Into the corner now over to Chambers. Chambers will drive the lane, puts it up, and whistle and a foul. Offensive foul against Lola Chambers. Her second. Into the game comes Coralie Dupree for Big Blue. And Jones and Turner, Miller. And there's timeout on the court. With 4:30 to go here in this first half, it's the Marauders trailing 28-22 back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
28-22 with 4.5 to go here in this first half. The Marauders trail it. Right now, Big Blue is shooting 45% to just 26% for Central State. Just can't seem to get the basket or the ball to fall in the basket right now. So the Big Blue will have it underneath the Central State basket with 4.5 to go. 28-22, Big Blue leading it. Ball comes in to Benford. Now they'll pass back and forth. Benford back over to West. Force a whistle and a ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Marauders. Small crowd on hand here. I'm sure that on the weekend, though, this place will be packed. Into the game comes Layla Chrisman, I think. No, that is Deshante Miller. Shorts. Left side, hands over to Miller. Over to the right side. Turner firing up a three. Got it! Layla Turner has now 9 points. And at 28-25, ball knocked away, picked up, and it's going to belong to the Marauders. Turner will inbound it for Central State. Gets it into Shorts out near midcourt. 4:05 to go here in this first half. Shorts goes left side, now coming over to the near side, then blocked by Afoa. And a whistle and a foul going against Afoa as she knocked down. She knocked down Miller. That'll be their first foul of the quarter. 28-25 with 3:55 to go here in this first half. Central State will have the ball. Turner will inbound. It gets it into Shorts once again. Shorts down in the corner to Turner. Looking back out to Shorts. Now over to the left side to Jones. Jones tried to dish down low and is kicked by Essence Cowan. Cowan. Shorts went inbounded underneath their own basket as the ball was kicked. Ball comes in this time to Jones. Jones almost lost it. Jones is going to drive. Little fadeaway jump shot and can't get it to go. Just bounced on one side and went to the other side. And we have a whistle and a foul going against the Marauders, going against DeShante Miller. That'll be her first team second, or third of the quarter. 3:34 left here in this first half, 28-25, Marauder trailing. Doug Brown with you here from Beacon Lewis Gym. Ball comes across, gets to a foul left side. Stops, now out front, goes over to West. West tries to find the seam, now a foul. Drive baseline, out front, goes over to Cowan. A foul. Wanted to take a three, did not. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Into the corner it goes. Shot by West for three, got it. Second three of the night. She's got eight. 31-25. Shorts go to left side. There's a shot in and out by Turner. Well, that was Chrisman. I'm sorry. Chrisman had it. Chrisman finally gets in. I had her in several times. Here's Bedford. Over to a foul. She's going to drive. Just down low. Gets it to Dupree. Dupree puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to the Marauders. Naomi Shorts into the front court. They trail by six. Shorts drives left side, loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Marauders. It's knocked out of bounds by the Big Blue. Coming into the game is Diamond Phillips. Phillips will inbound it as Shorts goes out. Ball kicked by the Big Blue once again. 2:31 to go here in this first half. Roy Cox coming into the game for the Big Blue, as is Alexis Turner. So they're going to put 22 seconds on the shot clock. As Phillips will inbound it for Central State. Got to get it in. It's knocked away. Picked up by the Big Blue. Ball comes over to Tucker. Tucker will bring it across the timeline up the right side. Back out top. Comes over to Cox. Cox, top of the key, goes left side of the lane. Ball almost not taken away by Phillips. Now Cox is going to drive. Puts it up. Shot goes up and in. Rory Cox has two more. He got six. It's now 33-25. Biggest lead of the night for the Big Blue. Into the corner goes to Jones for three. Got it. Nothing but net. Cat has 5 points. Ball taken away by the Marauders. Now Phillips has it out near midcourt. Goes over to the left side. There's a shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down. Picked up by Jones. Back out top. Ball taken away by Tucker. Tucker picked up by Phillips. Ball knocked away, picked up. Here's Miller. Miller's going to drive and got hammered by Corley Dupree. So that'll be her first, team second, and Miller will go to the line to shoot two. Miller on the year is a 33% free throw shooter. She's just 8 of 24. They were practicing this today during the shoot around. First shot goes up and through. She's got one. It's now 33-28. 5-point big blue lead. Second shot goes up and it rattles around and out. Picked up by Cox. Cox will bring it up. Cox gets it across the court or across the timeline to West. West a little behind the back dribble. Stops into the left side. It goes over to Cowan. Out top. And throwing it away is Cox. It's going to go right back over to the Marauders with 1:14 left in this first half. Stick around. Coming up at the half, we will have an interview with the with Naomi Schwartz. Have that for you at the half. Shot goes up and in.
She got the basket.
Ball taken away by Miller. Here's Phillips, lays it up. Got it to go. Miller got the first basket. And Phillips gets the second one. It's 33-32. Shot goes up and in. This time goes in by Tucker. And 30 seconds to go. 35-32. The wild and wacky here tonight. Ball goes over to the right side to Jones. Jones looking inside. Jones will bring it out. Kicks over to Phillips into the corner for Turner for three. Little short rebound right there was Miller, but she fell, or Christman, but she fell on her backside. Here comes Big Blue. Shot, and what do we got here? Foul? Foul going against the Marauders. Going against Diamond Phillips. That'll be her first. Fourth of the quarter. 9.2 seconds to go here in this first half. A 3-point lead for the Marauders, or for the Big Blue. 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here, though. And like I said at the beginning of the telecast, today is 81 years since the Japanese invaded Pearl Harbor. Over 2,000 men were hurt. 2,000 were killed. Back when I was at ABC 22 and Fox 45, I got to interview one of the guys that was on the, I forget which one he was on. But he was there, and they were scared. But he survived. I don't know if he's still around or not. It's been a while. It was on Veterans Day. On Veterans Day, it means a lot to them. Somebody comes up and thanks them for their service. Cox will inbound it for the Big Blue. With 9.2 seconds to go. Ball comes in, shot goes up and in by Tucker. Tucker has 4 points. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Phillips got to get it up. And they're not going to get it up, so you're scored at the half. The Marauders trail at 37-32. We'll be back with the player profile with Naomi Schwartz right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
And now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build up on, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program. Great day to be a Marauder.
You know.
Today's player profile is being brought to you by Central State University. For God, for Central, for State. Today we are joined by Naomi Schwartz out of South Jersey, New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you having fun?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. Now, what's your major?
psychology.
Okay. Yeah, speak up just a little bit.
Okay.
What made you want to come here?
You know, I played with Coach T my freshman year at Delaware State. I'm a transfer.
Okay.
So I played with Coach T my freshman year at Delaware State, and that was awesome. She's a great player. So while I was trying to transfer, she reached out to me, and, you know, I just heard a bunch of good things about the school. I got to connect with Coach Parson. My first conversation on the phone with Coach Parson was probably like an hour or two, and we just connected like from there. So throughout the recruiting process, she stayed on me, and I came and visited, and then I liked it here, so I felt like I was at home.
You fell in love with the place, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now that you've been here for a while, it's a few months, what do you like most about Central State?
Well, obviously I like the HBCU atmosphere. My teammates are great teammates. They're very welcoming. My coaching staff, I love them. They're great people. Like, they really care about us, like, not just on the court, but off the court, like, in life. So I really like that about everything.
Like family atmosphere around here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite food? And not your mom's.
I like burgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like on it?
Fried onions, mayo, ketchup, and cheese.
There you go. What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, favorite restaurant. That's hard.
There's so many, I know.
I know. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Favorite band or singles artist? Music?
I'm a Drake fan.
Okay.
I love Drake.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't watch TV.
This is movies.
I don't watch movies either. I don't okay. have a favorite. All I'm right. sorry.
If you had a chance to meet an actor or an actress, who would it be?
Probably Denzel Washington.
Okay, and why? I don't. I know why. Right. Okay, now that you've been under Coach Parson for, what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
3 months, something like that, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
In one word, describe her.
Passionate.
Okay. Who's your favorite sports team? And it can be any team, any sport, any team.
I like the Cowboys. Sorry. I'm sorry.
My brother.
Diehard Cowboys fan.
My brother would love you. He's a Dallas. My brother has a Christmas tree in his basement that is filled with Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, stuff. My whole family. My dad. Well, I got it from my dad. My dad's a Cowboys fan. And in our basement, we have a bunch of Cowboys stuff. And we are next to Philadelphia. So the rivalry is insane.
I thought you might be a Jets or Giants, too. Okay, favorite player. It could be anybody.
Kobe.
Okay. What has been your most favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your lifetime?
Oh, this is a tough one. Probably I was in high school. I was a freshman. We were playing against our rival, and I had 33 points. I didn't miss that night. Yeah, and we won, so that was exciting.
Okay, now... What was the school's nickname?
My high school?
Yeah.
So I went to two. The first one was Paul Six Eagles. And then the second one, I went to Trenton Catholic. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like to travel?
I love to travel.
Okay. What do you like so far about traveling here? You've been a few places here. And you will go a lot more places.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I haven't been to, like, Cincinnati or, like, Columbus, really, and, like, gotten to see around, but... That's something that I would want to do, you know.
Well, you got girls from Columbus and Cincinnati on here.
Yeah, right? I know. I got to get them to take me.
what is the most favorite place that you've been to so far, like on vacation?
Probably Europe. I've been to Paris.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk more.
Oh, no. Yeah, I went to Paris when I was younger with my mom and my dad. That was pretty fun. We also went to Rome. While we were there. So, yeah.
What vacation spot would you like to visit in the future?
In the future?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably some island. I don't know which island. There's so many.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
What is one thing you want to want? What is one thing that you would like our listeners to know about you?
I come from a family of all boys. I am the youngest of four. I'm the only girl, so I kind of feel like only child, but, you know, I have those other brothers, so
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you beat them one-on-one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, here's the hardest question you're going to have to answer. And
okay.
This is probably going to be harder than any one of your tests.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
What would you do if you had no cell phone, no computer?
Jeez. I don't know. I would probably write a book or something.
One person, I forget who it said, one. I think it was Kaylin. She goes, I asked her that question. She goes, I'd die.
She would. She's always on her phone.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed a lot of people are on their phones a lot. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, one more question. If you had a chance to be a guest star on any TV show, you know, any sitcom like the Connors or any one of those shows, you know, NCIS, which one would it be? I know you don't watch TV.
I really don't.
Okay.
I don't know. Which one could you see me on?
I can see you on doing a guest spot on The Neighborhood.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
It's on Monday nights on CBS.
Okay, I got to check it out.
I want to thank Naomi Shorts for coming on for today's player profile. It's been brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State. We'll be back with the first half stats right after this timeout. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, we're at halftime. 37-32 is our score. The Big Blue of Bluefield State leading it. Here are the stats for the Bluefield State. Essence Cowan has 9 points. Gabrielle Thomas has 2. Rory Cox has 6. Alexis Tucker 4. Ariel West has 8. London Coleman has 6. Area Afoa has 2, total 37. They are 15 of 29 for 51% from the field in the first half. They are 5 of 10 from three-point range and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. For the Marauders, Laurent Ray has 5 points. Kaylin Nash has 4. Katarina Maros has, wait a minute. Laurent Ray has 5. Nash has 4. Hardy has 3. Lowell Chambers has 2. Diamond Phillips has 2. Kat Jones has 4. Layla Turner has 9. Shante Miller has 3 for a total of 32. They are 12 of 39 for 30% from the field. 3 of 12 from 3-point range and 83%. They were 5 of 6 from the field or from the free throw line. Turnovers, the Marauders have 10 and the Bluefield State has 16, so that's a good thing. But they trail in the rebounds 23 to 20. So we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley. And have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com.
or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
And back here at Beacon Lewis Gym. Coming up this Saturday, the men will be in action as they will take on the University of Lynchburg, University of Virginia Lynchburg. 3 o'clock tip off. The ladies are up in Detroit. They will be taking on Grand Valley State, and that's going to be a tough one for the girls. It's one of those games where they're going to see how much improvement they've gotten in the last three games so far. So, once again, I think they're called the Dragons or something like that, from UVA Lynchburg will be here on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Come on out. Enjoy a nice afternoon of basketball here at Beacon Lewis. If you can't make it, join us right here on the Gem City Sports Network or on the CSU streaming channel on MarauderSports.com. We're going to take a quick break back with the second half tip-off right after this.
And now a message from head football coach Kevin Porter.
We are all Centreg. Innovation is in our DNA. Enhance program pride. Honor our history. Support Marauder football. Great day to be a Marauder.
And now a message from head football.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
The Marauders will have the ball to start this second half. They will be going from right to left on your dial in their white jerseys with maroon numbers and gold trim. Big blue and their blue navy blue jerseys with old gold numbers and white trim. So here we go. Inbounding it for the Marauders will be Loren Turay. Starting five out there. Turay, Hardy, Nash, Morris, and Peterson. The ball comes in to Hardy, and she'll bring it across the timeline, going over to the right side. Now coming out, top of the key, goes over to the left side. Just down low to Morris. She can't handle it. Picked up by the Big Blue. Into the front court comes Benford. Benford gets it over to Giannutolo. They kick it back out to the right side. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson double teamed. And it looks a little jump ball. It's going to belong to the Big Blue. 9:26 to go here in this third quarter. A 5-point lead by Bluefield State out of West Virginia. About a 4 or 5 hour trip. Gianni Tolo has it. Now gets it over to Benford. Into the corner it goes to Davis. Davis down low to Gianni Tolo. I'm going to get it right one of these days, folks. Over to the right side comes Benford. Into the corner it goes. Now back out. Here's a shot for three off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back over to the Marauders with 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Inbounding it will be Kaylin Nash from Muskegon, Michigan, and Lola Chambers coming into the game. Morris will sit down. It's one thing good about this Central State team. They can interchange and not really lose anything. Ball comes into Teray. Teray will bring it up midcourt. Teray goes left side of the lane. Now stops. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Hardy. She misses a three. Into the front court comes Benford. Benford goes left side. Now she'll bring it back out. Nobody has scored here in the second half so far. Gianni Tolo has it. Now she's going to drive. Kicks it back out. Over into the corner to the left side for three. And no good. Tipped around. And a whistle and a foul going against Laurent Touré. So Touré's going to pick up her first foul. First of the quarter. Inbounding it will be Azariah Benford. She gets it out to Gianni Tolo. Down low, shot goes up and in by Gabriel Thomas. Thomas now has four. And a whistle and a foul going against the Big Blue and Katrina Davis, her first team's first of the quarter. So each team has one foul here in the quarter. It's 39-32. Chambers will inbound it for Central State. Ball coming in. Hardy has it. Hardy gets it over to, tried to get it to Peterson. It was out of her reach. Goes right over to one of the guys on the basketball team. Into the game comes Rory Cox and also Ariana Afoa. 39-32 with 8 or 9 to go here in quarter number 3 from Bigham Lewis Gym. Ball comes in to Cox. She'll get it back to Gianni Tolo. Now over to Cowan. Cowan back out top. There's a shot for three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down. It goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Marauders as it goes off of Rory Cox. Cox has real long hair, and it's kind of hard to see the number on her back. Nash will inbound it. Gets it into Hardy. Hardy double-teamed. Gets it over to Touré. Touré will bring it up into the front court. Going through two of the Big Blue, and a whistle and a foul. Going to Danny Gianni Tolo. That'll be her third. Second of the half. Into the game comes London Coleman. Coleman is out of Columbus, Ohio. Went to Reynoldsburg High School. Ball comes into Hardy. Hardy left side. Top of the key. Goes over to the right side now. Dishes down low to Nash. Nash kicks it back out. Touré picks it up. Touré puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Nash puts it back up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against Gabrielle Thomas. That'll be her third. Team's third. Nash at the line shooting two. Nash 2 for 2 from the line tonight. She has 4 points. First shot goes up and through. 39-33, a 6-point lead for Big Blue, the Big Blue of Bluefield State. Second shot goes up and rattles around and goes through. 39-34 with 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Oh, no, red, I would say so. As Thomas jumped up in the air, came down, and it took the official couple minutes to call the travel. Now the Marauders will have the ball. 39-34 is our score. Hardy will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key, goes over to the right side, into the corner, now dish down low, tried to get it into to Chambers, and she couldn't, it went off the foot of one of the, Bluefield State Big Blue. 39-34 with 7:15 to go here in this third quarter. Hardy will inbound it. Gets it in to Nash. Puts it up off the glass. Got it to fall. Kayla Nash, two more points. She's got eight here in this game. It's 39-36. Ball comes over to Cox. Cox will back it out. Picked up by Teray. Cox dished down low, or into the top of the key, over to the right side. Here's a fall for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State as it went off of Afoa. Chambers will inbound it for Central State. Ball comes in to Teray. Teray has Nash on the right side. Nash stops, pops, and a little short. Rebound comes down to Bluefield State. Thomas gets it over to Cox. Cox will drive. Puts it up off the glass, a little short. Rebound Chambers. Chambers will bring it up for the Marauders up the middle of the court. Chambers stops at the free throw line, gets it out to Teray. Teray fires up a three off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Nash in the paint, and it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Central State. It's 6:24 to go here in this third quarter. A three-point lead for Bluefield State. Hardy will inbound it for the Marauders underneath their own basket. Is getting ready to come in is Layla Turner. Teray will sit down with 6:24 to go here in this third quarter. Central State trails by three. Hardy will inbound it. Gets it into Nash in the paint. Nash turnaround, jump shot off the return rebound, puts it up. Count the basket in one for Kayla Nash. Nash has 10. She averages 6.9, or no. Nash averages 14 a game. Coming into the game will be Corley Dupree as Thomas will sit down. Nash will go to the line to shoot the and one. She's got 10 points, 6 here in the second half. Time to tie this thing up. Shot goes up and nothing but net. 39 apiece with 6:20 to go. Afoa has it, and Peterson's going to be called for the foul, reach-in foul. That'll be Abby's first, team's second. 6:17 to go here in this third quarter. Cox will inbound it for the Big Blue underneath their own basket, or underneath the Central State basket. Ball comes into Afoa. Afoa is going to be fouled by Chambers as she ran into Chambers. Chambers is going to be called for the foul, her second one. Or no, her third foul, I'm sorry, her third. So Afoa will inbound it. Let's see where she's from. Afoa is from, also from Columbus. So she's got some fans here, some family here. Afoa will inbound it just in front of our scores table. Inbound comes into Cox. Cox comes over to the right side. Directs traffic. Picked up by Hardy. Cox still has it. No 5-second call. Cox drives, lays it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Coleman, and a whistle and a foul going against Central State. Foul's going against Kaylin Nash. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. Or third. Third foul of the quarter. Coleman going to the line to shoot two. Shot goes up and through. Coleman coming in is a 76% free throw shooter. She's now 14 of 18 with that made free throw. She'll get a second one. It's now 40-39. With 5:57 to go, second shot goes up, but nothing but net. 41-39 with 5:55 to go. Hardy, double team. And a whistle of jump ball. Going to go back over to the big, I think it's, I don't know if they switched it around. End of the game comes Jones and Shorts. Also, Jai Nutola. Totolo, I'm sorry. Welcomes in to Benford. Benford in the backfield. Bluefield State leads it by two with 5:45 to go here in this third quarter. Benford goes left side, now backs it out. Left side again, into the corner it goes to Afoa. Afoa into the paint, gets it over to the right side, gets it over to Cowan. Cowan out top, gets it over to Benford. Benford, 9 seconds to go on the shot clock. Cross court over to Afoa. She's going to fire up a three, and a little too hard. Rebound comes down. Gets her own rebound. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound picked up by Coleman. Shot goes up, no good. And a foul is going against Central State. Foul is going against Deshante Miller. That'll be her second. Team's fourth of the quarter. But Coleman's going to go to the line to shoot two. She is two for two from the line tonight. Her shot goes up and good. She's got a total of 9 points and a 3-point lead for Bluefield State. She's had about a 4 or 5 hour trip from West Virginia. Second shot goes up and through. 4-point lead for the Big Blue. 43-39 with 5:13 to go. Shorts gets it across. There's a shot in the corner from Cox, or from Jones. Jones puts it up and in. She's got 7. That ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders now. 5:01 to go here in the third quarter. They trail by 2, the Marauders do. Layla Turner will inbound it for Central State right in front of their bench. Turner gets it in. Shorts. Shorts double team. Now gets it back out. Ball taken away by Benford. Benford drives the lane. Goes underneath and loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State. Nice job by Kat Jones. Kind of knocked the ball away, but off her leg. Here come the Marauders. They trail by 2 with 4:50 to go here in this third quarter. Shorts has to get it across the line. Barely gets it across. Ball goes to Miller and to the corner to Jones for 3. Rims out. Rebound picked up by Cowan. Cowan will get it over to Benford. She'll walk it across the line over to the right side. And a whistle and a foul going against Kat Jones. That'll be Kat's first. Team's fifth. Timeout on the court with 4:28 to go here in this third quarter. Central State trails at 43-41. Back after this, you're listening to Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Back here at Beacom Lowe's Gym, 43-41 is our score with 4:28 to go. They're in the third quarter. At halftime, I had a chance to talk to one of the players' mothers, Leda Christman. Talked to her mom for a minute. Thanked us for doing what we do. And that's very appreciative. First shot goes up and in by Cowan. She's got 10 points. Makes now a three-point lead. Second shot rolls around and through. Well, I thank all those people watching on MarauderSports.com. Short's got to get it across. Gets it over. There's a shot by Turner for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound. As Afoa just rips it out of the hands of Jones. Into the corner goes. Here's a shot for three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Jones. Cat will bring it up into the front court. Cat still has it. Kicks it back out. And over to the corner to Nash. Nash is going to try and drive. And ball knocked away. Picked up by Miller. And she's going to be fouled from behind. By Janutola. John Utalo. I get it right. Here's a shot by Miller. First one goes up and through. Miller now 2 for 3 from the line tonight. She has 4 points. 3-point lead by the Big Blue. Shot goes up and in, and now it's 2-point lead. 45-43 with 3:47 to go. Ball coming down. Almost knocked that away. Picked up now. Ball taken away by Jones. Jones up the middle of the line, or middle of the court. Here's a shot for Nash for three. A little too hard. Rebound tipped around and out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Marauders. Well, I take it about. Oh, it's going to put 20. No foul was called on that. 3:33 left in this third quarter. 45-43 is our score. Ball comes in to Jones. Jones being hounded there by a foe. Picks up a dribble. Now to Turner. Turner's going to drive. Stops. Pops it. Puts it up off the glass. Can't get it go. Rebound. Miller puts it up and in. Deshante Miller underneath the basket. Gets the rebound and the putback. And now we're tied at 45. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Marauders as it went off of London Coleman. As Ariel West coming into the game. As John Utolo, as Cat Jones is limping off the court. Coming in for the first time tonight is Nadia McCowan. So the Marauders will inbound it. Miller will inbound it. Get it into Shorts. McCowan. Right in front of the bench now. So Miller will inbound it. Gets it into Shorts. Shorts will bring it up for the Marauders. Gets it all the way to McCowan. McCowan for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Nash. Nash has a shot blocked away. Now the ball's going to be picked up by Shorts, and she's fouled. She's pushed there by Ariel West. That'll be her first. 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. 45 apiece, and Shorts will go to the line to shoot two. Shorts has yet to score. First shot goes up and no good. Off the back of the rim. So the foul is called on number three, Ariel West. So Naomi Shorts will go back to the line, shoot the one and one. She is now 77% free throw shooter. Box out, Blue. Second shot, no good. And what do we have? Lane violation. Lane violation went against number five in London Coleman. Shorts from Jersey City, or South. Second shot goes up and in.
Hey,
So, Clayton, New Jersey is where she's from. Trenton Catholic, where she went to school. Welcome to Dallas Cowboy fan living in the Philadelphia Eagle area. Ball goes over to the left side to a foe. She's going to try and drive. Lane kicks over to the right side. Now back out top. Goes to Cox. Cox tries to drive. Now ball knocked away. Picked up by the Big Blue. Shot goes up. Shot blocked by McCowan. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Marauder ball. They lead it by one. 46-45 with 2:38 to go. Marauder's on a two-game winning streak. Ball comes in to Turner. Turner almost traveled. Did not do so. He shot by Shorts for three. Ball picked up by Miller. Miller shot blocked out of bounds. Blocked by Essence McCowan, the freshman. Essence Cowan, the freshman. Shorts will inbound it. 16 seconds on the shot clock. 2:24 left on the game clock here in the third quarter. Ball comes all the way out to McCowan. McCowan on the right side. Almost double dribbled. Shot for three. Got it! Nadia McCowan drains a three, and it's 49-45. Shot again. Still. Shot goes up and in by Nash. Got it to go. Kayla Nash is the Big Blue call timeout. The Marauders lead it 51-45. With 2:05 to go, the men's basketball team on the other side, loving it. We'll take a break too. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at
Which one?
First four down there on the bottom.
All four.
Volleyball team sitting over there too, enjoying themselves tonight. 51-45 with 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. So Marauders leading it. Rory Cox will inbound it for the Big Blue. She can run the baseline as the Marauders just put on a big spurt. Scored 7 or 8 unanswered points. Here comes Cox into the front court. Down the middle of the court. Goes over to the right side to Coleman. Shot goes up and in. Landon Coleman gets 2 more points. Ball goes over to the left side. McCowan in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Off of McCowan. As Kathy Parson is in the face of one of the officials. Something she don't normally do. So the Big Blue will inbound it in the corner. Ball comes in to Afoa. She's on the move up the middle of the court. Ball goes over to the left side, goes over to West. West tried to drive, now back out to Afoa on the left elbow. Left elbow. She'll back it out, 17 seconds under shot clock. Afoa looking inside, trying to figure out which way to go. 9 seconds on the shot clock. She's going to try and drive the lane, puts it up. Blocked from behind by Nash. That's going to stay with the Big Blue with 6 seconds left on the clock, on the shot clock. 1:20 left on the game clock. Inbounding it will be Cox underneath the basket. Ball comes in. Gets it into West. West, 4 seconds, is shot by West. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to McCowan. McCowan gets it up to Short. Short loses it, picks it back up. Gets it over to the right side. Layla Turner for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up in the paint by Miller. And Miller's fouled. She hit the deck hard, too. I don't know if she hit her head. Foul was going against West. That'll be her second. It's going to send Deshante Miller to the line to shoot two. She's got 7 points, trying to go for nine and build a four-point lead up. Shot goes up, no good. 1-1 to go here in the third quarter. Central State leading it 51-47. Second shot going up. And rims out. Rebound comes down to Nash. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Pick it up. Bye. It's a scramble for it. And it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Marauders with 55.1 seconds to go. Big Blue. 6-3 on the year. They lost their last game to Johnson C. Smith. And that was 76-73 heartbreaker at home. Marauders on a two-game winning streak as they beat Benedict and Allen on the road over the weekend in league competition. Schwartz got to get it in. And they're going to throw it away. She throws it away. So they have to reset the clock. This clock was running. So I think they're going to put it up to about 53. So they're discussing it with Nick Novi, who's doing the stats. This ball went out of bounds right in front of Coach Parsons. She was not too happy about that one. We put 53 on the clock. So 53.7 on the clock as Cox will inbound it for Bluefield State. They trail it by four. Ball comes in to a four. She'll bring it up. Being hounded there by Schwartz, now double team. Gets it down. Gets it over to West. West up the right side. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Schwartz. 43 seconds to go. All the way down and a little too far for Layla Turner, goes out of bounds. Schwartz uncorked one. Ball comes in. This time comes into West. West gets it down to Afoa. Afoa into the front court. Goes down. Drives down to Coleman. Coleman puts it up and in. 25 seconds left. 51-49 is our score. Central State does not have to shoot. Shot clock is off. Hand off to Turner. Turner's going to drive. Turn around, jump shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Afoa. Afoa up the right side. Afoa's going to drive the lane. Puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around. Going to be picked up. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to McCowan. McCowan's got to fire it up and cannot do it. And that's going to do it here in this third quarter. Your score after three quarters of play. Marauders lead it 51-49. Back after this.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
10 minutes on the clock. Fourth quarter. So far for the Marauders, they are shooting 30%, 8 Ah, the coach is back. Yours. Coach Porter sitting next to me, football coach here at Central State. Central State shooting 30% from the field to 38% for Bluefield State. Bluefield State will have the ball here in this fourth quarter to start this fourth quarter. Inbounding it will be Essence Cowan. She'll get it in to Cox. Cox will bring it up into the front court, being hounded there by Hardy. Finally gets it across. Cox looking for somebody to get it. Now throws it away, and it's going to belong to the Marauders. Turnovers are 23-16. Bluefield State has 23. Hardy goes right side, looking underneath. Out top to Peterson. Peterson's been very quiet tonight. Now back out to Trey. Trey at the free throw line. Drives. Throws it away and picked up by Nash before it went out of bounds. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Trey. Back out. Ball taken away by Afoa. Afoa up left side. 51-49. Central State leading by two here in the fourth quarter. Cox out near midcourt. Cox out near midcourt. Top of the key. Now backs it out. Being guarded there by Hardy. Goes left side. Drives the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound to Nash. Nash is beating around, beating up a little bit. Here come the Marauders. Hardy down the middle of the lane. Ball knocked out of her hands, and it's going to stay with the Central State Marauders. Underneath their own basket with 8:57 to go. Central State trying to win for the third consecutive time. And that hasn't happened in a long time. Hardy will inbound it. Hardy gets it into Nash, puts it up off the glass and through. Nash gets two more. Here comes the Big Blues. Cox has it. Rory Cox right in front of us. Goes out near midcourt. Sets up the offense. 8:38 to go. With Coleman. Coleman is fouled by Katarina Morris, her first. Team's first of the quarter. Rory Cox will inbound it for the Big Blue. They trail it by four, 53-49. Ball comes all the way out. Almost taken away by Hardy, but Alfoa has it. Goes over to the left side. Ball almost taken away. Now it is taken away. Here comes Hardy. Hardy all alone lays it up and got it to go. Sierra Hardy gets her fifth point of the night. That's 55-49. Here comes West. West gets it into the corner. Gets it over to Cowan. Cowan drives the lane. Hands off to Coleman. Coleman's going to be fouled. Looks like by Kayla Nash. Nash is going to pick up her second foul. Team second. Lola Chambers into the game as Kaylin will sit down. Coleman going to the line to shoot two. She's got 14 now, 15. She leads this team tonight in scoring. Second shot goes up and through. John Nutalo in now for the Big Blue. Sorry about that, Danny. 4-point lead for the Marauders. They get it across. It's over to Peterson. To Chambers at the free throw line. Dish it down low. Shot by Ture. Goes up and in. Lauren Ture gets two more. She's got seven. 57-51. John Utola. Pass intercepted by Ture. Ture into the front court. Peterson for three. A little short. Rebound. Goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the the Big Blue. Abby, she was hot earlier in the year, but she's now cooled off. Ball kicked, knocked away, picked up by Chambers. Chambers is going to be fouled by Cox. Cox is going to pick up her first one. First of the team in this quarter. 57-51 with 7:33 to go here in this fourth quarter. The Marauders leading it, trying to go 4-4 on the year. before they take a trip up to Grand Valley State. Ball taken away. Shot goes up and in by Cowan. Cowan has two more. She's got nine. 57-53 with 7:20 to go. Hardy into the front court. Goes right side. Now drives lane. Puts it up. Little hit the side of the backboard. John Utola pick it up. And shot is blocked by Teray, but she's going to be whistled for the foul. So that's going to give Loren her third foul, or no, her first foul, or second. John Utolo will go to the line to shoot two. She has yet to score tonight. She's in foul trouble. She's got four fouls. Her shot no good. She is a 47% free throw shooter. 18 of 38 before that shot. 57-53. Shot goes up and good. 3-point lead for the Marauders as we play here in quarter number four. 7 minutes to go. Shorts to the left side. Now over to Peterson. Peterson holding on to it. Now picks it up. Goes over to the left side. Right. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Shorts. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Shorts tries to drive. 7 seconds. Here's a shot. Shorts, no good. Rebound. Battle for. And it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to belong to Central State. Three seconds on the shot clock. London. 57-54. Marauders lead it. As Hardy will in, or Shorts will inbound, they got to get it in and get it up. Now the officials are discussing something. You'd think with a jump ball, they would change it to 30 or 20. Ladies will be home, or ladies will be in Detroit next on Saturday. 1 o'clock tip off, Grand Valley State. They played them last year and got smoked. Hopefully this year's team is a little bit better. So Shorts will inbound. 20 seconds on the shot clock now. Ball comes in. Peterson puts it up. Can't get it to go. Foul, but no call. Ball comes out. Comes out to Cowan. Cowan. Here comes Cox. Cox puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Nash. Couldn't see who shot it because the coach was in the way. Into the front court comes Nash. Now over to Peterson. Peterson will try to drive. Puts it up. And got it to go. Abby Peterson gets her first two of the night. 59-54 with 6:11 to go here in this fourth quarter. John Utola. Into the front court. Now hands off to Cox. Cox will bring it back out. Being hounded here by her opposite number and Peterson. Cox now over to the far side to Afoa. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Afoa kicks it back out to Cox. Cox fires up a three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down to Shorts. Shorts dishes it out to Peterson. Peterson up the right side. Peterson's going to try and drive. Now stops. Ball goes Chambers back over to Peterson. Peterson bring it back out. Dish it down low to Nash. Nash turnaround jump shot off the glass and in. Kaylin Nash has 4 points here in this fourth quarter. 61-54, 6-point lead, or 7-point lead. Here's Afoa. Drives, kicks it over into the corner. Here's shot for three. In it goes by Essence Cowan. 61-57. Here's Peterson all alone. Puts up the shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. Everybody just stopped. John Utola. Back up and in. She gets two more. She's got three. 61-59 as the Big Blue coming back. Being down 60. after being down 61-54. A timeout called on the court with 4:46 to go here in this fourth quarter. Central State leads it 61-59.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee.
Well, the buzzer sounded, so the teams are coming back out of their huddles. 61-59, Marauders lead it by two with 4:46 to go here in this fourth quarter. Marauders on a two-game winning streak as they defeated Benedict 76-69 on Saturday and Allen on Monday 83-81. Next up would be Grand Valley State before coming home for two more to end the calendar year for the Marauders here. They play Albany State and Fort Valley State. That'll be a Thursday, Saturday. Coming up, ball comes into Naomi Shorts. Shorts goes over to the right side. Shorts picks up her dribble, gets it to Chambers. Chambers will drive, stops, turns around, tried to dish down low, and is taken away by Coleman. A travel call going against the Big Blue, and turns the ball back over to the Marauders. A lot of turnovers tonight for Bluefield State. 61-59, 4:26 to go here in this fourth quarter. Ball comes all the way out to Peterson. Peterson firing up a three off the side, off the front of the rim. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Lauren Teray as she ended up in one of the laps of one of the girls on the Central State bench. 4:21 to go. Central State leads by two. Bluefield State has the ball. Ball comes in as John Utola gets the ball. Now we get it to Benford. Benford goes left side. Benford being hounded there by Teray. Comes over to the right side. Now picked up by Peterson to John Utola. And a whistle and a reach-in foul going against Teray. That'll be her third. Fourth foul. So the Big Blue will have it just to our right. They will be in the bonus from here on out, though. Ball comes in to Benford. Into the front court, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes over to the far side. Your shot for three, no good. Rebound down to Chambers. Chambers will get it over to Teray. Teray will bring it up the right side in a hurry. Teray drives the lane, puts it up, and no good. A whistle and a foul. Foul going against John Utola. And that'll be her fifth to foul out with just 3 points. And coming in will be Corley Dupree. Guys will be in action on Saturday. Come on out. Check out the guys. 3 o'clock. Tip off. We'll be on the air at 2:45. Now they're getting a serenade. Here's Trey. Puts up the first shot. No good. Trey now 1 for 2 on the night. From the line. Trying to make it a 3-point lead here. Second shot goes up and rolls around and through. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be who? Goes out of bounds off of Bluefield State. Central State will have it. Apoa comes in. Thomas will sit down. Central State will inbound it. They lead it by three with 3:41 to go. Into Chambers. Chambers up underneath the basket. Got it to go. Lola Chambers gets her 4 point. And 64-59. Welcomes into Afoa. She'll bring it up. Being hounded there by Ture. Finally gets it across the timeline. Plenty of time there. Afoa double team. Goes down into the corner. Goes down to Davis. Davis back out top to Benford. Benford tries to drive, but Peterson says, not tonight. And it goes to the right side. Underneath the basket, she goes. Afoa. Well, that could have taken a shot. No good. Afoa again, and it was going to Jeff Ball. It's going to stay with the, it's going to stay with Bluefield State. Seconds on the shot clock. No, they're going to change it to two. Two seconds on the shot clock. 3:03 remaining in the contest. 64-59, Central State leading it. Ball comes in as Coleman has it. Puts up the shot and can't get it to go. Rebound to Ture. Loren will bring it up for the Marauders. Coming up the middle of the court. Being hounded there. I hand it off to Shorts. Central State trying to kill some clock. They send it down into to Nash. Nash turnaround jump shot off the glass. No good. But Kalen will go to the line for two. Foul's going against Benford. That'll be her first. Kalen. Kalen Nash has 17 points. First shot goes up and in. ...65-59 with 2:44 to go. Second shot goes up and through. So Kalen has 19. Ball comes in. Ball knocked away by Peterson. Nice pickup, Coach. Pass intercepted by Porter. He's down to the 10 to the 5 into the end zone for a touchdown. Kevin Porter, the head coach of the football team, sitting right next to me. Into the front court comes Benford. Benford goes over to the right side now. Tries to drive the lane. Drives, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound Coleman, puts it back up, and she can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Nash. Here comes Shorts into the front court. Goes over to the left side, gets it over to Peterson. Back out to Shorts. Shorts out near midcourt now with 17 seconds on the clock. Shot clock. Now Chambers. Chambers will drive, kicks it over to Shorts. Shorts is going to drive the lane, stop, pops, and scores! Naomi Shorts gets two more. She's got three and a whistle, and what do we have? Foul's going against Laurent Ture. That'll be her fourth. Team's fifth of the quarter. 1:56 to go, and a 9-point lead for the Marauders. Looking good for Central State. And going to the line will be Benford to shoot two. She has yet to get into the books tonight. Shot goes up and through. Benford last year had 10 points in the final game of the regular season here at Central State. Second shot going up. 68-60. Second shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to Kalen Nash. Nash gets it up to Ture, and what do we have? An offensive foul going against Loren as she pushed off. That's going to do it for Loren for tonight. She's going to foul out with 8 points. So Loren Ture senior from Cleveland, Ohio. Coming in is Layla Turner. Benford will inbound it. Gets it into a foul. Open for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Shorts. And scramble for it. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Central State with 1:45 to go and an 8-point lead. I think this will be the first win at home this year. No, they beat Edward Waters. I'm sorry. They beat Edward Waters. Chambers got to get it in. Gets it into Turner. Turner into the front court. Loses it. And it was on a foul going against Afoa. Afoa picks up her second. 1:41 to go. That's the team's third foul of the quarter. Make it the fourth. So Central State will go to the line for two after the next foul. Ball comes into Naomi Shorts. Shorts, New Jersey native, goes left side. Picks up her dribble. Looks for somebody to get it to. Gets it to Peterson. Puts it up. Got it to go. And no basket. Is going to be an offensive foul called against Abby. That'll be the third foul. First foul on Abby. That's more than that. Coming into the game is Gabrielle Thomas. Sitting down will be Katrina Davis. 1:31 to go in this fourth quarter. Ball comes in. Ball knocked away. Scramble for it. And we got a jump ball. It's going to belong to the Big Blue. What a game so far. And coming up this weekend, we got UVA Lynchburg coming in. The men will play at 3 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 2:45. Ball comes all the way down. And a nice long pass. Picked up by the Marauders. Nice, picked it up, sends it over to Shorts, and they don't have to shoot until after the 1 minute mark. Shorts will drive, back out, goes over to the right side. Still handling, no. This is down low, shot by Nash, gets the roll. Kayla Nash on a hot streak tonight, 21 points. There's the stats right there. Ball goes over to the right, the left side. Here's a shot for three. Got it. And Essence Cowan. Three more for her. Less than a minute to go. A 7-point lead for the Marauders. And a foul whistled against the Big Blue. And that's going to send Naomi Shorts to the line. That foul is going against Afoa. And going to the line will be Naomi Shorts. She is a 77% free throw shooter. Huh? Shorts makes the first one. Shorts has 4 points. She's 2 for 2 from the line. Going for number three. Going for point number five. Off the back of the rim, no good. 71-63 is our score. Comes Benford into the front court. Now down to the middle of the court. Throws it up. Goes down right left side of the lane. Puts it up and gets it to fall. Benford picks up two more. 71-65. 36 seconds left. Whistle on a foul going against Afoa. Picks up her fourth foul. That's going to send Naomi Shorts back to the line to shoot two. Coming into the game is Beijing Zimmerman. She was here last year. She's a sophomore. Okay. Zimmerman, a junior from Indianapolis. Schwartz puts up the shot and goes in. Naomi makes it now 72-65 with 36 seconds to go. Second shot going up. 7-point lead for the Marauders, trying to make it 8, and she does. Tickles the twine, and timeout called by Paul Davis with 36.1 seconds to go. 30-second timeout. We'll be back with more after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-438-1976. Air Repair. An 8-point lead for the Marauders with 36.1 seconds to go. And Azariah Benford will inbound it just to our right. Ball taken away by Chambers. Chambers into the front court, almost traveled with it. Gets it all the way across to Shorts. A 5-second differential, and fouling will be Essence Cowan. That'll be her first. So Naomi Shorts will go back to the line to shoot two more. She is 3-for-4 from the line tonight. No, 4-for-5. No, 4-for-6 from the line tonight. First shot goes up and through. 74-65. It looks like the Marauders are going to move to 500. 4-4. Second shot goes up. Rims out. Timeout called by Paul Davis. We're going to keep it right here. Full timeout. No, we're not going to keep it here. We're going to take timeout. Your score, 74-65. Marauders with 24.1 seconds left. Back after this.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Beacon Lewis, Jim. A foul will inbound it with 24 seconds to go. Ball comes into Coleman underneath the basket. Coleman has it taken away by Shorts. Shorts will hold on to it, and she's going to... They do not have to shoot it. Nash gets it over to Shorts. They wanted to get it to Zimmerman. The men's basketball team wanted to get it to Zimmerman, but that's going to do it. Your final score is Central Tate Marauders, 74. And the Big Blue of Bluefield State, 65. We'll be back with coach's comments right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. We now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at Beacon Lewis Gym, a three-game winning streak, Coach. Sounds
yes.
good, huh?
Yes, it's new and exciting. Oh, and it's just so enjoyable. Oh, it's just fantastic.
Talk about the game tonight.
Well, I knew that the issue of cardio was going to become an issue for us. And when I say for us, we're deep. So we got kids who run 10 minutes before practice, before we get started every day. So I knew cardiovascular, he wasn't deep enough. And I knew they could play, and they could flat shoot. So
oh, yeah.
It was just a matter of time before everything begins to kick in. So let's look at it. Total points, we see number 11, who had a phenomenal night, had 19. And then number 5, who got into foul trouble, ended up fouling out, she had 19. So I'm sure she had 16. They did a great job. They did a phenomenal job, but we were proven to be too much. When it comes to us, Kaylin Nash had a double-double. She had 21 points and 11 rebounds. when you get that kind of representation and then everyone else chips in,
oh, yeah,
that's how you win.
Exactly.
So I'm just really, I'm thrilled for our young ladies. I'm thrilled for our program. I'm thrilled for the growth that our team is taking, the coachability that you now see. It's just amazing. So I just feel like at this stage of the game, I couldn't ask for better. Could I ask for perfection when they grow up? You know, as they mature in this game, we're going to see less turnover. Let's see what we did in the turnover department tonight.
Thanks.
Turnovers, we had 31. No, they had 31. We had 21. And they didn't really pressure us.
Yeah.
But yet they had a presence, and we turned the ball over too much. We'll continue to talk about that, and we'll continue to get better. And we've got a huge challenge on Saturday. So,
So
as I think about going forward, we got work to do.
Right. But tonight, you can enjoy the win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just feel like at this stage, let me say this too. Nadia came off the bench tonight and knocked down a beautiful three.
Yep.
That put us up. And it was from that point forward that I think we got the juice to realize we could do this.
Yeah, the men's basketball team over there cheering as they went into the locker room.
Oh, they're wonderful. They love us. We love them. And we're going to continue to work together to see if we can get each other better.
And he had, sitting over there on the far side, you had some members of the volleyball team, men's volleyball team.
Yeah, we've got some tremendous support. We share the love with everyone. We just know that it takes a community, and our athletic community is second to none, and you see that in their presence tonight.
Well, Coach, hey, you're 4-4. You're at 500.
Oh, I'm at 500 now. It's amazing, isn't it? It just takes a little time.
You're getting there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I thank you so much for allowing us to have this time with you as well.
Well, Coach, go get Grand Valley State.
Thank you. I'm going to do my best.
I know it's going to be a tough one. I think they're undefeated right now. But,
yes, they are. They were 6-0 when I last looked. And like I said, they beat Ferris State, who actually beat Cedarville by 10. They beat them by 8. So I feel like we can compete. We just got to have the right kids showing up doing the right things.
It'd be nice if all of them showed up.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? But barely do all of them show up at the same time.
Yeah, really.
So it's a good feeling, though.
But Coach, 4-4 sounds good.
Yes, indeed.
You'll be back home again against Albany State on the 15th. And Phil Valley State on the 17th. And then you call the
Then we get a break.
Yeah.
We get a break. I feel like we're growing. We're growing in the right direction.
We'll see what happens when they get back from break.
Though. Thank you so much.
Kathy Parson, the head coach of the Central State Marauders, will be back with the final totals right after this.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc., a Special Wish Foundation Dayton.
Back here at Beacom Lewis Gym, the Central State Marauders victorious 74-65 over the Big Blue of Bluefield State. Here's the scoring for the Big Blue. Benford had 3 points. Cowan had 19. Thomas had 4. Janutola had 3. Cox had 6. Tucker 4. Tucker had 10 points last year against us. West had 8. Coleman 16. And Afoa had 2. For a total of 65, they were 23 of 60 from the field. In the game for 38%, they were 7 of 23 from the 3-point range for 30%, and 12 of 16 from the free throw line for 75%. Personal fouls, they had 21. For the victorious Central State Marauders, the Abby Peterson had 2, Lauren Trey had 8, Kayla Nash led everybody with 21 points, Sierra Hardy had 5, Lola Chambers had 4, Diamond Phillips had 2. Nadia McCowan had 3. They put the Marauders up for good. Kat Jones had 6. Layla Turner had 9. Deshante Miller had 7. And Naomi Shorts had 7. They were 26 of 74 for 35% from the field. 4 of 23 from 3-point range. And they've got to work on that. They've been falling in. They haven't been falling. The ball hasn't been falling on the three-pointer. They were 18 of 24 for 75% from the free throw line. So, turnovers. Turnovers, the Marauders had 21, and the Bluefield State had 31. So, rebounds, Bluefield State had 40 to 43 for the Marauders. So, that's going to do it for us here at Central State tonight. The final score is 74-65. The Marauders improved to 4-4 on the year. The Bluefield State Big Blue, they fall to 6-4 on the year. The Lady Marauders will be back in action on Saturday as they travel up to Detroit to take on Grand Valley State. And the men will be here taking on the UVA Lynchburg out of Lynchburg, Virginia. So until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long. And thank you for joining us here on the Gem City Sports Network. We are your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, no matter what anybody says. So that's going to do it for us. We'll talk to you on Saturday about 2:45 right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game has been brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg, Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By the USO. By Profiler Inc. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network. Be sure to join us next time for all the exciting action of Central State Marauder Basketball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.